USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
And hot! Welcome to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wirenut Home Services.
All right, Blake and Paul, thank you guys so much for coming in today. Blake, Colorado Computer Support Systems, you're one of our big sponsors here for the podcast, which we greatly appreciate. It goes a long way here in the studio. Why did you decide to support Mount Carmel?
Oh, and we truly appreciate what you guys do. So Colorado Computer Support, you know, we're now CCS IT pros. We've changed that around as we do more. But we decided to support you. So because we got a call from Paul one day, and they do healthcare, and they were supported under Phil Long Ford, which was great, Jay Cimino, and the work that he was doing. But because of their healthcare requirements, HIPAA requirements, they were, you know, they had to separate and form their own unit of, and have their own IT. And Paul called us and had seen you guys around, seen the great work that Mount Carmel does in the community, not just here, but, you know, all over the state. And, you know, it was really an honor to come and start talking to you guys and find out what more that you did. You know, I got out 25 years ago. Wow. And, you know, just had not spent time learning more about all the good work that you guys do, servicing the entire, supporting the entire life cycle of the service member and their family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, working for the Special Forces Foundation, then coming in here, it's definitely very intimidating when you walk in the doors because of the Special Forces Foundation. We're helping Special Forces people. Here, it's everyone. And I've said that on here a ton of times, but the first time you walk in, you're like, wow. And then so it's awesome to have, you know, the IT support from you and CCS IT to help us out and get us through all those issues. So
yeah, on another note, I actually the Special Forces Foundation, you guys are doing great stuff. And I actually bought a bottle of your whiskey from Joey last week.
Awesome.
So it's sitting downstairs in my house. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good bottle. So thank you for that. Awesome. So, Paul, what do you got going on now?
Well, you know, Mount Carmel has been around since 2016. And as we continued to grow over the years and still continue to grow now, we realized with the requirements with HIPAA, we needed an agency that wasn't tied just to the car business, but understood the importance of securing medical records, financial records. And we put out a contract looking for somebody to come in and pick up that capability and provide that service to us. We had been with the previous provider since we opened our doors, and it was time for a change. So we looked at a few companies. We found CCS, and we realized they were a veteran-owned business, and they understood what we did. They had a good track record, and we just clicked. And it started out as a contract relationship, and it's grown into a partnership and even a friendship now.
You know, when a lot of times when we get calls from people that are looking for support, it is, you know, they've got problems with internal IT, or they're trying to scale, or, you know, they're trying to secure their networks because it's hard to manage all the cybersecurity requirements. And, you know, it wasn't necessarily any of those because, you know, Phil Long has a good IT team. So it wasn't that they were going through a struggle with bad IT. It was, you know, and this is fairly common now with companies that are trying to support the defense base, is they're having to segment off a portion of their business to support things like CMMC compliance, right? Mm-hmm. And so how do you take, when you've got good internal IT, and how do you meet these new security requirements? In their case, it was HIPAA compliance, and that Mount Carmel is a very different entity than the rest of Phil Long. So yeah. Phil Long was doing a great job of taking care of them, I think. It was just that now they had these increased compliance requirements that we were able to come alongside them and help them meet so that you can keep supporting the, you know, your community.
Yeah, so having that secure network, right, is it's almost like, you know, your red computers at work for all the military people, your TS computers and stuff like that. So you have had to create that here for Mount Carmel for HIPAA. Is that the main focus here for just protecting people's information?
Yeah, it's protecting their electronic protected health information or private health information. And the and so because when I first met Mount Carmel, I thought, you know, basically they help people find jobs, help them transition into civilian life. I didn't realize that they provide mental health counseling. They provide, you know, there's people in there providing eyeglasses. And, you know, it's not just the veteran that got out 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I didn't realize until I met you that you guys are supporting the active duty military that want to seek, you know, that want to seek help, counseling or whatever, or transition assistance, but especially on the counseling, that's the HIPAA side of it, of, you know, to protect that soldier's or that airman's information if they come in and they don't want to go on post to get help, that they can come seek it here and, you know, be assured of their privacy.
Yeah, and that's a, you know, huge service here because obviously we know that the DOD healthcare system can get pretty overwhelmed. And so, you know, Mount Carmel does have that option to come over here, even if you are active duty. But yeah, that HIPAA portion, that privacy portion is huge here. And obviously we got to stay in compliance. If you're providing a medical need, then you got to stay in compliance with that. So that's great.
And if Mount Carmel can't provide the service, I mean, we're not in this alone. We're very collaborative. Our model has been that from the start and continues. Our health network extends beyond our offices here. Yeah. So we're able to connect folks to providers that provide a service that we may not have on hand. Mm-hmm. And we do that across the board, not just in healthcare, but we do it in the way of employment. We do it in the way of social services. That's what our front desk does. Our triage team is identify what we can provide to the person. If we can't do it, we call it a warm handover. We don't just give you a phone number and say, go.
Yeah.
We'll actually do an introduction and guide you through what the services you really need.
You know, I've seen that big change over the last, you know, 5-6 years that I've been working in the nonprofit world of, you know, I feel like when I first came in, there was definitely a lot of, hey, I need more money because I help more people. Just kind of that egotistical world. But now you have places like Mount Carmel here that's like, hey, if we try to do every single thing, we're going to run ourselves thin. We're going to run out of money. And so how about we make friends and bring everybody under the same roof and share the resources? Because like you said, if we can't help you, we definitely know – we definitely have 10 phone calls to make on the other side of that to be able to help you.
Well, the military people that are listening to this show, and we all know what the word mission creep is. Mm-hmm. And once you start doing the stuff you do very, very well, then things get added on to you. And if you're not careful of that and you plan for it from a strategic and a tactical standpoint, you're going to get overrun.
Yeah.
So we've been very deliberate about staying in our lanes, but also building a partnership throughout the community where we can add more services. That doesn't mean we have to do it. We just need to have a relationship where we can hand over those clients that need those services that we don't have in our buildings.
Yeah. And that even with CCS, and now we can do it. We have the resource with IT if people have IT issues, like especially the older community that, you know, are not really familiar with the IT today. I mean, even going into the AI and how fast, rapidly the technology is advancing. So we have the resources for CCS to come in and help you out with any of your IT needs also.
Yeah, yeah. And we do so we focus on it as business, government, healthcare. We do have partners that we work with that definitely do go out and help individuals that if they're in need. We also do a weekly tech tip and cybersecurity issues on our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And so if you go check out our YouTube channel, and you know, there's a lot of just basic information out there because it is overwhelming for, you know, my dad's a, you know, 25-year Air Force veteran, you know, retired and, you know, up in Montana. How does he learn things? You know, it's his son's way down here. And you know, and so that kind of stuff can help them out. But, you know, if you don't have a son that is nerdy, what do you do?
Yeah, my dad's in trouble.
Or a daughter that's nerdy, yeah. So you need some help.
Yeah, I was a weapons guy, special force weapons. And I think I said this before to you guys before we started recording. I was the nightmare of the communications guy. Uh-huh. Like, yep, it's not working again.
Turn it off, turn it on. It's, you know.
That's the worst. If when you call the IT department and they're like, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again? I'm like, I'm going to come through the phone.
It's like you going, hey, did you clear it or whatever, right? Did you pull back the charging handle? Did you do sports, right?
Yeah, sports.
Is that still a thing?
Slap, pull, observe, release, trigger?
We're cutting this out. We're
great. This goes back to the blooper roll.
Yeah, that one's going straight
to these. These old guys don't even know how to clear them. Okay.
I'm like 18 Bravo, and I'm like, sports is what?
Slap, pull, observe, release. Trigger, right?
Trigger, yeah. That's what I said. Yeah, kind of nailed it.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We got a bunch of young guys listening going, oh, man, these old guys.
It's like E4 infantry guys. Like, these special forces guys are horrible.
Before we get back to the show, we would just like to clarify the acronym SPORTS as mentioned in the episode. SPORTS is an acronym used by the U.S. military for a weapons malfunction, specifically the M4 or M16 series rifle. SPORTS stands for slap, pull, observe, release, tap, and squeeze. Slap upward on the magazine to make sure it's fully seated. Pull the charging handle all the way back. Observe the ejection of the case or cartridge. Look into the chamber and check for obstructions. Release the charging handle and feed a new round into the chamber without riding the charging handle forward. Tap the forward assist and squeeze the trigger or shoot. And now a brief word from our sponsors.
Medicare Mentors. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information.
The Veterans Voice is sponsored in part by Optum and is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group offer 15 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. They're dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit Optum.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today.
So, I did bring up AI. Like, with AI coming up, is that changing anything, like, how you guys are going, especially with the security stuff? Is it producing more challenges, I guess?
Absolutely. Because, it's making it easier for the attackers, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And, Paul and I were talking about this on the, why do we need to add more security? Why do we need more layers of things that make it a little bit harder for everybody to do their jobs, right? Your stuff gets stuck in the spam filter or something else. And it used to be really smart nerds down in their basement programming attacks on your network and stuff. Now with AI, it's easier to develop the software to attack people. There are whole corporations out there that do nothing but develop ransomware to send out, and then they sell it to people to go and attack. So if you've got a grudge against somebody, you can go out on the dark web and buy it. It comes with an 800 support number that you can say, my ransomware is not working. I'm trying to hit Taylor. I hate him. Or, trying to go after this business. And somebody will get on the support line and help you do that.
To help you try to steal stuff.
Yeah. But the other thing is, a lot of those, I think one of the values that we bring to Paul is Paul's got us on a fairly short leash. He can pick up the phone. And you called me about an email. What was the email that you got?
Well, somebody wanted $1,400 or they were going to go to our entire network to show horrible things that people were looking at. And so I picked up the phone and rang twice and Blake was there. And I'm like, hey, I have this email that says if I don't give them $1,400, they're going to find stuff and send it out to our whole network. And Blake's reply was, well, I got tagged for $1,200. So I said, well, I guess I have a bigger network. But we walked through it. He checked it on the right there on the phone at the same time and said, nope, they're just kind of throwing spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. Yeah. And I'm like, how could this be profitable? And he was quick to point out that in a matter of minutes, they can blast this out to a million people. And if you only have 1% of those people swallow on this thing, they're making a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Yeah, that's a weird number. 1,400 is like, you'd think it'd be like 5,000 to get someone scared,
But they make it low enough that people will go, oh my gosh, I don't want the videos of me doing whatever I was doing on my computer sent out. And so it's a, and they provide you clear instructions and everything else. And the, and just to be clear, I am not the service desk. Paul call, you know, I'm a phone call away.
You are from, Paul call.
1-800.
I'm a phone call away from our executives, right? I think I'm friends with, almost all the executives of our clients, and they know how to find me, especially in a crisis, and we're fine with that. Yeah, we have a full service desk, though, that people call and go, you know, help. But the crazy thing about that is, AI helps them blast it out. The technology helps them blast it out to millions of people at once. But the other thing is, you remember 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you read an email. It had misspellings and everything else in it, right? Yeah. So if you were in India or Africa or, Asia, somewhere, and you were trying to write an email to trick Taylor into clicking on something, it had all sorts of spelling errors or anything else. You want to try something, go to ChatGPT and and type up a message and say, just a regular business message or the framework of it. Say, hey, write this professionally. It'll create it. Sounds professional in English. But then go find a friend of yours that speaks another language and have ChatGPT say, convert this into,
proper English,
Bavarian, a business language. Change it to, a Spanish business language for Spanish in Mexico City or Spanish in Spain, and it will just turn around and spit it out. You don't have to go, 10 years ago, you had to go find yourself an English translator somewhere, a friend, in India to get you to do it.
Yeah, now it just... Bam. I mean, that's
people. Well, you can target. It's like how we teach people to do interviews and write resumes. You've got you have to tailor your presentation. Now the bad guys are tailoring their pitches. So people that in the past it was pretty easy to identify. Now it's like, this seems legit.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah. The scams are going up like crazy. I mean, my mother got hit for, I think, $500. I mean, she's gullible as could be, but she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Send her a link to this. Mom, watch.
But yeah, she got hit for, I can't remember what it was, but it was something similar to that. Like, I got this or something. I can't remember. We can cut that out. But it's crazy how tailored it can be. I mean, and people are even using that AI for college now. I was talking to someone the other day and they're like, I really don't do much for college. Like, it's kind of crazy how fast that's advancing. So,
from a services standpoint, too, you have to realize that technology is becoming more and more important.
Mm-hmm.
And the reliance on face-to-face is really turning into a virtual capability.
Yeah.
I'm not picking on the VA, but a lot of their benefits are tied to you going online, creating accounts and, getting documents in there, and it's all electronic. So having people like CCS there by your side, protecting these folks.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a big push now, and our new fiscal year is just starting here in April, and we are going to be doing digital navigator support.
Great.
We're working with a couple partners to do that because you've got a whole generation of veterans out there that are not comfortable with computers, and they get frustrated and they quit. Mm-hmm. And they say, I just don't need that benefit. And in fact, they're entitled to it and they need it. They do need it.
Yeah.
So we're going to come along in 2024. We have a big initiative to take these guys, teach classes, do one-on-one support when they do need it, because we see it at Mount Carmel every day.
Mm-hmm.
You get an older veteran that comes in and they have no clue on a computer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I think with time, kids will grow up to be adults and this will be behind us. But there's a whole generation of veterans out there that need that type of digital equity, if you will, and the support to get there.
Yeah, and it, and it's also a generation that was told that you don't deserve the benefits too, right? Like a lot of them, you talk to a lot of these Vietnam era and even Gulf War, a lot of them didn't even make a VA claim. So now that they do have the VA claim, the VA is throwing all these IT and computer like technology at them. And you're like, well, I didn't need it to begin with. So why am I going to fight everything to even get my pills? Right. And so they don't, you know, you put the phone down and walk away, get frustrated and walk away.
It's a hassle.
Yeah.
And that's my dad's never done it, but thankfully he's retired 06. He makes enough money to pay all his bills. He's got TRICARE and, you know, but. You know, he was pulling people out of the jungle in Vietnam, hovering over there, and, you know, thankfully made it back in one piece. But he's never gone through the VA process, and it's a hassle for him. And he's like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I did the Gulf War thing, and I didn't do anything for 20 years. And then I sat down and finally went through the whole VA process, and then the PACT Act came out and stuff. But then I was chatting with Bob McLaughlin here. He's like, why didn't you talk to our VSOs? I'm like, I didn't even know that they existed. I didn't do anything with the military for probably 20 years, you know, after I got out in 99. And had no idea the range of benefits that Mount Carmel provided outside of that. Between, you know, the county and the veteran service officers.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's like, why didn't you use those? I'm like, I had no no idea they existed. And then VBOC had no idea that there was something like VBOC. And then, you know, to get connected with them, which is about part SBA, part Mount Carmel.
Right. Well, the VBOC, we've talked about it before on the show. It's expansion into a new service, and it deals with entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And in May of 2023, the Small Business Administration approved our request to stand up that capability here in the state of Colorado. Prior to that, we were working out of anybody looking at entrepreneurship had to work through the great state of New Mexico.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we said, that's not right. Our veterans deserved better. And our military transitioning out of the military with an idea of why I want to start my own small business. I'm sitting next to a guy right now who did that very thing. But there was no VBOC to walk him through that process.
Yeah.
So it's just another example of CCS joining Mount Carmel, not just as a provider, but as a client.
Yeah. And you know, and evangelist or whatever you call it of Mount Carmel, because I was lucky. I had a smart wife that had a business degree, and she was able to set the foundation for the business, registering it and with the state paying the taxes, all this other stuff. Otherwise, we would have failed. But VBOC does a great job of now helping anybody getting out to start that business. Do they also help spouses that want to start?
Family members. Okay. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's across the board. And it's not just in the Springs or Pueblo or Trinidad, Monte Cristo. It's the entire state. So we've reached out through Grand Junction, and we are reaching areas that haven't been touched with this service. And a lot of it is educate, inform, but also our core is to serve. Mm-hmm. So these are individuals out there that don't even know what is available to them in the way of resources. We have a stable of lenders that are focused on helping veterans get up and running or take their existing business and grow it.
And grow it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how many people got out like in 10th group. They're doing like the leather patching on the hats. They're doing metal work, the welding work, just things that, you know, they got a good retirement, but they wanted to have a little extra income and keep themselves busy because we all need a purpose, right? And they have no clue. Some of these people have no clue that these services exist, which is awesome. I mean, it's great that Mount Carmel does it, but, you know, another one of my, I say this all the time, like people sit around in their houses and by themselves after they retire, don't have their purpose, and they get alone. They're alone. They isolate and they think they're doing this all by themselves. So I keep telling everybody, hey, that you're not breaking brush feeling alone. That path is beaten to a pulp, and there's a million hands sticking out every side trying to help people out. And you guys are both part of organizations that do that with everything. I mean, so if someone came in, you're going to VBOC, got an SBA loan. Your guys' services provide something for businesses, correct? Is that more of a?
Yeah. So we come alongside and manage it so that they can, you know, have a secure business. So, yeah, we're not, you know, there's businesses that are lifestyle businesses. You're talking about, you know, making metalwork or patches or whatever. And those are great. If you're retired, you want to supplement your income, and all you want to do is do your thing.
In your garage.
Yeah. But, you know, you still, if you're just doing that, you still have a legal requirement to pay taxes and do stuff with the state and have an LLC or that kind of stuff, right? Or at least to make sure that you're doing it the right way. If you're selling a few things on Etsy, no idea what the requirement is. But, you know, if you're making 50 grand selling metal plaques, you need to be making sure you set it up the right way.
And you have a customer list, too, that you want to keep secure.
Yeah. And and if – but from a VBOX standpoint, if they do – if or from a Mount Carmel standpoint, getting it set up properly, if you're making 50 grand or whether you want to go make 50 million, you got to start it off right. And it's that first hurdle is really the, you know, owning a business is really tough. It is all sorts of different challenges. I think, you know, veterans are great at that because they've been through all sorts of challenges already. But, you know, if you want to do $50,000 or $100,000 a year and just supplement your retirement, that's one thing. If you want to scale, you still have to, the start point for all of those is the
pretty
same
similar,
that
yeah.
is really hard to figure out. Thankfully, like I said, my wife was willing to run all over town and go to all the classes and apply her knowledge to figure it out. If I would have done it, I would have just gone out there and tinkered as an IT guy. I enjoyed doing that. I didn't enjoy invoicing people. I didn't enjoy the business side of it. And I would have had to go find a job in 6 months because I didn't know the stuff that VBOC can teach. And it's free business coaching.
Yeah.
And business coaching is hugely valuable. For the stuff that VBOC offers, you know, other companies are out there charging $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month to learn how to scale your business and grow your business.
Colorado Computer Support. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440. To learn more, that's 719-355-2440.
Wirenut Home Services. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Veterans Voice partner, the Wirenut Home Services, is the company you can count on to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. They're family-owned, proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the Wirenut does that. Call 719-399-5021. That's 719-399-5021.
All right, gentlemen, so we're going to come to my favorite time of the show as we're wrapping up here in you know, my tagline of tell me a story. So story just connect with the listeners, and you guys, each one of you go whenever you want to go.
Well, we chatted about how it makes you tougher a little bit more. You know, having been in the military, you've deployed all over the place. You know, it might be 120 degrees, might be 30 degrees, might be 10 below. You learn not to whine. I mean, okay, you're always...
Drink water, drive on.
Griping about the weather, but, you know, it really 10 degrees difference doesn't matter, right? So that's always an office thing. But the other office thing is, you know, you end up with sometimes destroyed toilets in the office, right? But it never gets as bad. So back, we talked about Gulf War stuff earlier. Mm-hmm. I remember landing in the Port of Jebail, you know, thousands of cavalry guys sitting there in these big warehouses kind of things. And I think we had like 10 porta potties.
Oh, no.
And like day two is just
hot as can be.
Hot as can be. And just leaking down into the Gulf of Arabia just because they couldn't empty them fast enough.
Oh.
So it was. So after that, I will never, ever complain about a toilet again.
Oh,
so anything else is survivable.
I think I was at basic training and same thing. They had two porta-johns out in the woods.
Uh-huh.
When we were doing our FTX. Two porta-johns out in the woods for a company of 300.
Uh-huh.
Day one, there was a mountain over the toilet seat. I was like, how do I use that?
Or how did it get like that? How did it
get like that? Who was the last person to finish the mountain?
This should be a little more business oriented. Maybe we shouldn't have potty humor on that.
Oh, no. Taylor's first story was he started off with the potty humor. All right, Paul, what do you
well,
got?
Well, actually, that's a good segue to my story.
More potty humor.
That was the Army version of being out in the field.
Oh, we got the Air Force one. Yeah, you went into the Marriott, well, and they hadn't cleaned the toilet seat.
It's like, what is this goes back to kind of the family. It's the family. So Grandpa was in the service, my dad, both my brothers. One was the Army, Navy. I went in the Air Force. So my son, when he got out of high school, he thought he was going to go to just college, Old Dominion. And after about three semesters, a year and a half, we discovered that he thought he was on a retainer, and instead of going to class, he would just hang out. So that quickly came to an end, and he said, no, Old Dominion said I could stay, and I said, yes, as long as I kept paying
him.
So he said, it's time for you to go join the military. I'm still in the Air Force, and so if you want to get in the Air Force, we can work something here. And he looked at me and said, I do not want to join the chair force. And
I said, okay. It's funny because you've been sitting in a chair for the last
year. That's right. At the time, I was on the air staff at the Pentagon sitting in a chair.
Sounds like my discussion with my dad.
Yes. Yeah. So it went about a year, probably about 2 years, and he was he had become a Cav Scout, and they were out on a recon mission at night. And the phone rings, and I pick up the phone, and it's my son, and he's whispering. And I said, Ben, what are you doing? And he says, we're out in the middle of the woods, and it's pouring down rain. I'm freezing my butt off. And I'm like, well, are you okay? And he goes, I should have joined the chair force.
I don't know how many times have you walk around in the middle of Afghanistan in the middle of the night, and you're looking at the planes going, man, I messed up. I'm tired. I just want to go to bed. I can sleep in those things.
My first duty station was Eglin Air Force Base, Florida.
I was actually born there.
Really? Yeah. And then I showed up to Fort Benning, Georgia. And I was like, man, so this is the Army. I was in the Air Force for a year. Yeah.
My son, he was raised on a bunch of Air Force bases. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when he joined the Army, they sent him to some pretty godforsaken places. And I said, that's why they don't call them bases. They call them forts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey, oh, we just got a bunch of new soldiers in. We need to uncondemn those buildings so they can fit.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I don't even know what I was thinking. My dad taught at the academy for 15 years, came out of the prep school. And so I grew up around all these extra, I mean, next level, like Air Force off. It's all, officers, and they're all very comfortable, and they're all enjoying life. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go run around in the in the dirt. So
I'm going to prove something to somebody.
Actually, you showed them. Yeah.
I had bad eyes, and you can't go in the Air Force as the son of a pilot and go be nothing against logisticians, but you can't go do something like that or do the chair force as the son of a pilot. So.
That's funny. Well, Paul, thank you so much for what you do for the podcast. Thank you for everything you do for Mount Carmel.
You're an intricate
part of Mount Carmel here, so it's awesome. Blake, thank you for your sponsorship for the podcast. Thank you for all your support you give to Mount Carmel and what you guys do for the what you both do for the veteran community. So,
absolutely.
Thank you guys for coming on. It's a lot of fun. Always have some good laughs in here. You guys provided some more, so we appreciate that too.
Can I give one plug though for
100%
Mount Carmel? I mean, if you're a veteran or if you're active duty here or if you're a family member, just stop by and find out what
Please.
They do. They've got resources for everybody, mm-hmm. regardless what stage of military service that you're in. So, I mean, how do they get engaged? What do they do? Do you guys have intro things, or they just come knock on the door and go, I'm a veteran or I'm a spouse? What do I do?
Mount Carmel's front door is always open. Even during COVID, we didn't shut down. Snowstorms, we open our doors, and people walk in every day saying, I heard about you guys, but I don't know about it. So we do orientations for volunteers, new clients. But if you just want to find out what we're doing, check out the website. Thank you, CCS, for that. Uh-huh. And come check us out. And it's all about partnerships, because just like in the military, you're not going to do this by yourself.
Yeah. And I know you guys are looking for other sponsorships. It's a great organization to support. I mean, you know, I joke with Linda Sink that, you know, she's always calling me up, asking me for money. But absolutely, you know, if you want to change veterans' lives, this is a great organization to support, because there are definitely veterans out there that need help. You know, they're not all, you know, they're not all, you know, Paul or my dad, who's, you know, retired colonel that, you know, doesn't need a ton of help. There are some that are out there that desperately need help, active duty and veterans. Mm-hmm. And you guys even go, you know, veteran stand down or the homeless and stuff, right?
We do homeless veterans, food pantries. We have, we just got a truckload of sleeping bags and backpacks, and it's all about taking care of the people that have taken care of us.
Yeah. So if you want to sponsor something, absolutely, please give these guys a call.
You guys can email me, go to the website. And it doesn't matter if you spent 3 months in, got med board, or you retired as a 4-star general. These doors are open to everybody. There's a lot of people out there that think just because, I got med boarded, or I got even dishonorably discharged.
So the big chicken dinner, they can still
come on out. These doors, if you sign the dotted line at any point of your life, you're a veteran and you're welcome in the doors here, and we'll help you out. So everyone deserves it. As long as you consciously made that decision to support your country and work for your country and serve the military, you're welcome in these doors. So thank you for that plug, Blake. It's it's true, and everybody needs to know that. So again, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on. It's always fun, and have you on again soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
You've been listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.